USA Radio News.
Day three of the Senate confirmation hearings for Judge Brett Kavanaugh continue. The day began by Cory Booker misleading the public by saying that he was releasing confidential information when, in fact, that information was released earlier that morning. Judge Kavanaugh was asked what the most difficult case for him to work on is, previous decisions he's made in the D.C. Circuit Court.
I think what Justice Kennedy used to say in response to that question is something always comes into my head, which when he was always asked, what's the hardest case, what's the most difficult case, he'd always say, the one I'm working on right now.
82-year-old Burt Reynolds passed away due to a heart attack. Take a listen to the 911 call, courtesy of TMZ.
3469 at the Burt Reynolds estate.
Burt Reynolds estate?
Yes.
Okay. Exactly what's going on right now, sir?
I have an 82-year-old male who is experiencing difficulty breathing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The illegal immigrant charged with abducting and killing Molly Tibbetts worked on that dairy farm under a different name, John Budd. A source from the family farm said Christian Rivera worked under the name Budd for at least 4 years, and the managers were not aware of his illegal status. What brought Kim Kardashian West to the White House again this week? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The reality TV star and wife of rapper Kanye West meeting with members of the administration on Wednesday to discuss the clemency process for nonviolent drug offenders. Kardashian West recently said that she's been working on the case of Chris Young, who's serving a life sentence for drug offenses. The judge who convicted him also reportedly at the White House with Kardashian West at the time to advocate for prison reform. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial was up 20 points to close the day at 25,995. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
With the midterm elections just around the corner, just how confident is Vice President Mike Pence that the GOP will maintain its edge in the Senate and House? He joined CBN and was asked about Republicans maintaining control of the House and Senate.
The President and I are very confident that if we get out and tell the story of the progress that we're making in this country, progress that's created nearly 4 million jobs, rebuild our military, has America standing tall in the world again, being respected again. We tell that story all across this country. We're going to make history in 2018.
A Maryland crab restaurant responded to PETA putting up a Go Vegan billboard by putting up a billboard of his own. John Minkadakis is the owner of Jimmy's Famous Seafood in Baltimore, Maryland. He hit back at PETA by placing his own billboard. He joined Fox News earlier today to talk about the billboard and what he thought of PETA's billboard.
It was just an attack on our livelihood, an attack on our industry. So obviously we felt the need to fight back a little bit. And as you said, claw back and defend our honor, defend our livelihood, and most importantly, be able to continue to provide for our employees and the entire industry throughout the state. Thousands of people throughout the state of Maryland depend on the crab industry, whether it be a fisherman, a crabber, a restaurateur like myself, servers, busboys, dishwashers. It goes on and on. The ripple effect is profound. So I was not going to take this line down.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.